Well, listening to that is Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Good morning.
Good morning.
I suspect there are many rail passengers you've been dredging today, particularly those in South Wales.
Yeah, clearly. Having a major sort of chunk of the rail network out of action for 6 weeks is not... You know, it's not convenient for passengers, but I think you've got to take a longer term view of this. The work is very necessary and very welcome, and the electric trains, when they're up and running, will be quicker, they'll be more reliable, they'll be cleaner, they'll be greener. So the long term advantage, and this is a very, very long term investment which will pay back in the future over decades, is very worth it.
So this is the price of progress, and will passengers accept that, do you think?
Well, I think they will, although it's very hard to, you know... If you want to get to London now and the train takes an extra half hour because it's going through Gloucester, obviously, you know, you'll sigh and go, oh dear, you know, but I think longer term passengers will notice the differences. And I think, you know, the publicity that Network Rail are getting for this work has been fairly widespread. So I think passengers do understand that.
Do we have any idea of just how many commuters there are on the line?
Loads? I don't know. I can't give you
quite
an absolute figure, but you know, there is a general problem across the network of a lack of capacity, and overcrowding is a problem on pretty much any line in the country. So clearly there will be a lot of passengers affected. And one of the good things about these new electric trains is they will have more seats. So if there is an overcrowding problem, it should be alleviated in the future.
There is a danger though, isn't there? We just heard about the flights being offered there, 3 a day from Cardiff to London, and replacement bus services. People could switch during this period.
I've no doubt they will during this period, but it's interesting that the air service is planned only as a short-term measure, and I think, you know, the Flybe recognised that where there is a decent rail service, it does tend to compete very effectively with internal domestic airlines. And of course you've got to remember that Cardiff Central Station is slightly more conveniently located than Cardiff Airport, so you get the rail advantage of city centre to city centre and no security checks. You just get on the train, a more frequent service as well. You know, there'll certainly be more than 3 trains a day between Cardiff and London, and I'm sure that the rail service, when it's up and running again, will be very popular.
But the high fares, you know, means that people on the train does mean that people could be tempted with cheaper alternatives.
Indeed, fares are always an issue, and it's something that we at Rail Future campaign for. You know, we think the rail fares are too high, but one of the factors is that the poor old railways have to pay tax on the fuel they use, rail fuel duty, and the airlines don't. They get their fuel absolutely zero rated. So you know, that anomaly needs to clear, you know, to be cleared up. And where you've got a greener, cleaner alternative, the railway, I think it's important that the government encourages passengers to use the railway rather than flying.
Thanks very much for joining us this morning, Bruce. That's Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.